better each time. So now, thank you. We're going to go on to our legislative agenda. We are 9 minutes behind, but I'm sure we're going to catch up really easily now that we're going to talk about the political environment, right?
I think that we have, we're pretty close to having a formalized legislative agenda, and we have 15 minutes, and I'm hoping that we can kind of work through a number of sort of word choices and making sure that we're on the right track, but that we can kind of knock it out. And the goal, just so folks know, is to pin down exactly so that I can turn around between that the work session began.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2.
Because these are pretty minor tweaks that we're talking about. You've seen this a number of times already, and that we can get to that language, I can go and create a new version, and we'll go from there. So let me get one thing, which is my markers. So between the yellow that is on here is, reflects what you all saw when the board agenda was published. The document that you have here has some additional language in blue that was kind of brought forward since then. And it is your choice to say yay or nay to that language or make any other changes that you want. So just to walk through the changes that are proposed, my thought is to kind of do each proposed item, have a conversation about it, pin it down, move on to the next one, if that makes sense for people. So the first one is about increased funding for elementary and secondary education. There was a recommendation from a board member to remove the at-risk students who have experienced trauma and use some language that reflects sort of how it gets talked about with folks that are working with these kiddos, students with a history of adverse childhood experiences and other barriers to learning. So it's capturing the same key point, but changing the language a little bit. And then the second one was a recommendation or a suggestion that we should think about ways that we could partner with rural districts that have high poverty schools and create a partnership across the urban-rural divide and look for additional funds, that there is an opportunity there. And so the language that was added was to have a per-pupil seek add-on adjustment for free and reduced price lunch. And essentially, that would benefit us and our high-poverty schools. It would also benefit Wolf County or, you know, any Perry County or any number of other school districts. So do people have thoughts about that, changes that need to be made?
Yes, I'm trying to, what percentage of the students in Kentucky are on free and reduced lunch or qualify for free and reduced lunch?
I don't know that.
I'm not sure it benefits us overall. I think the state may be higher than Jefferson County. Does anybody know? Somebody in here?
Dean is going to look it up.
It's a good idea, but does the SEEK formula by school or by district?
It's by district,
right.
But I would, we are at, I would say on the, well, I'll let Dina come up with a number.
It's just a fact question. If it helps us, great, from my perspective. If it doesn't, less great.
Okay. How about if we move on to the next one and we come back to that once we have the data? So the second one, we had a conversation at the last work session about the language regarding superintendent authority to select principals and wanting to sort of balance the goal of increasing superintendent authority while maintaining a central role for school-based decision-making councils, that needed to be retained and brought forward. So wanted to see what you all thought of the language that I'm bringing forward. So rather than having in consultation with the school-based decision-making council, it strengthens the language to say while maintaining a central role for school-based decision-making council. Anybody?
What does that mean? The central role. I mean, they have under the law, they have they have the authority to
right.
do this. So what's different?
What we wanted to say is that that in the proposals that we're thinking about working in combination with JCTA and other stakeholders would retain a central role for school-based decision-making. And really what this is sort of doing is sending the message to both legislators and to our community at large that that remains a priority for the district. What that looks specifically, I think, would be subject to negotiation, and it's not, we don't have a finished bill draft that we could share at this point, but the idea is to make sure that everybody understands that our position is school-based decision-making need to be central to that, even as we're trying to extend authority to the superintendent to have a little bit more power.
Well, see, I don't see the difference in that and what we do right now, really. We'll probably need a law to change. We need the law to be changed in order to have SPDM have a central role. We need that to change.
The whole gist of this, remember, is the background is how do you match someone with experience to get them in the process to go to a high-need school? And the current process does not really facilitate an experienced principal slating themselves for an SPDM. So what it would allow me to do is talk with people who know principals, talk with principals, and figure out a way to get that experienced principal to that school. But what we're saying, Ms. Duncan, is that SPDM is important, and there's got to be a role for SPDM. And right now, when Kathy Gibbs is a perfect example. Kathy Gibbs was my choice, but when priority schools, even when I make the choice, I somehow incorporate the SPDM into the thinking. Remember, their feedback is incorporated. I call them and have a session with them before I make a decision. So right now, even though I probably wouldn't have to, I do because I believe it's important that we all work together. So it really is trying to be broad enough to figure out a way to make that match of an experienced principal to a high-need school, but not leave SPDM out. Because right now in the current process, the way it works right now, experienced principals are not putting their names in for high-need schools. So there's got to be something that helps that happen that currently doesn't exist.
I'll chime in real quick because I've been vocal about this. I like this wording because my concern in the previous rendition of this was I don't think it was intentional, but it sounded like you were taking away a voice from the stakeholders. The way this is written, I think, make sure that they are still a part of that voice while pursuing what Dr. Hargens is doing. So I like this wording.
Dina has information. Going back to the first session.
Our percent free lunch. Our percent free lunch for 14-15 was 59%, and the state was 54%.
Okay.
The other thing is, in addition to just the percentages, the opportunity to build relationships and partnerships with folks that we haven't typically done creates space and opportunity for things down the road along similar lines. So, the next item is on the second page, which are the policy positions. So our legislative priorities are kind of a legislative agenda is the first page, legislative policy positions that are just kind of laying out what our positions are. There was a suggestion, it's on the sheet that you have, to eliminate the word public in front of charter schools. There's some debate about whether a charter school is public or not public. And for the purposes of a legislative policy position statement, this would be fine, I think. So do other people have thoughts about, or people have thoughts about that on the board? So we're good with that? The next suggestion was on the state pension statutes addressing pension spiking. Just for clarity's sake, This relates to county employee retirement system only. It's not a KTRS item. And so the suggestion is to actually specify that so that people understand what we're talking about. Does that, anybody have any questions or comments about that? So that's okay. And then finally, I think you all may have seen an email this afternoon about from Mr. Brady about pre-filed legislation that would allow non-public students to participate in public school interscholastic extracurricular activities. There's language that's there provided that would be, you know, is essentially what Mr. Brady brought forward. It is the case that this legislation has been brought forward the last 2 years and has not seen any sort of activity or action regarding it. So thoughts about that, whether it should be included or
don't we support the Texas High School Athletic Association, what their position is there?
So this would be the board stating publicly and within this document that, yes, we would support the Kentucky High School Athletic Association position on this.
Yeah. I am just getting this, so, like, right now. And with these other items, I mean, I got a lot of feedback from my constituents, so to have this come on, like, right now.
Okay.
I mean, I would like time if other people like it to be able to, you know, vet it, understand it, not vote on, you know, not that we're voting, but.
Well, we're going to be voting during this session, and so it's up to you all how you want to. I'm just the instrument of your will.
And then Diane.
Well, my question is kind of based on that, not specifically on this issue, but I don't know what if there are barriers or what barriers, but as all of us know that have followed the legislature, it can be a moving target many, many times, and sometimes you don't know which way it's going to go. Can we have a process, and I guess legal counsel can speak to this a little bit, something pops up. For instance, Mr. Brady found this popped up, and Ms. Horn's telling us she hasn't had much background given from our perspective, but she's heard from constituency. That's going to happen during the General Assembly as well. Is there a process that we can have where not necessarily one of our big ticket item agendas, but we can have a policy position that we can consult together? Can we have a legislative call during the General Assembly every other week or so, and how does that come into open meetings, Frank? And do we have to vote on policy position? You know, what kind of direction we give you?
I think that question works backwards from whether you want to take a vote on policy positions or whether you want to have an informal consensus that doesn't require a vote. A vote requires an open public meeting. And if not at a regular meeting, then at a special meeting. A consensus can be developed outside a meeting, but it's not a formal binding vote by the board. So I think the question depends on the answer to the extent that if you are voting on this document, which I understand you're doing tonight, then are you establishing a precedent that during the session you want to have a vote on additions to this agenda?
Diane?
Just a quick question. You said that for the last 2 years this has gone to a committee but has not come out. So based on that, what is the likelihood that this will start a process and not come out again? And if we decide to not put it on the legislative agenda, do we have the potential to, as a board, to draft a resolution to support this, which we have been asked, I think, before on occasion to, as a board, to submit a resolution to support something? So my two questions are, what are the chances that we will see this, period? And second question is, if we do see it, does it have to be on this agenda piece, or could it come
could the board support it by way of a resolution?
On the second one, the board could certainly support it on the way of a resolution, and that may be, you know, if it starts to move, if it gets a hearing in committee, that might be an opportunity for us to send a letter from the board and the superintendent to the education committee and to the Jefferson County delegation, being responsive to what's happening on the ground. As a practical matter, if I were, I would say that the likelihood that this moves forward is fairly small. It's a complicated issue for legislators.
I'm going to keep us moving because we're 10 minutes into the strategy time. I oppose adding this. It hadn't been briefed. Nobody's thought about it. It happens to be the news item of today's news cycle, but it's not ever been an issue that anybody's thought of before. All this other stuff that's been developed over time, and I wouldn't spend a nickel of our, whatever political capital we have, just darting after whatever pops up day to day. So 30 seconds, and then we're going to decide on this and roll.
I brought up this issue because there are a number of other things on this position list that have been brought up and pre-filed in the past repeatedly before. I'm fine with it. We have a mechanism for putting in a resolution. Yeah. That's fine with me. It just seems that without that mechanism, this is the – and we had the opportunity to talk about it before actually approving it, then this is something that's on here. But if we want to look at a resolution option, that's fine with me.
Okay. All right.
Great.
That's good. I guess.
So I think I have what I need to move forward to bring forward a resolution.
I would say. The only thing that is a little squishy to me from the kind of last minute changes is the free and reduced lunch. It doesn't separate us enough. I mean, we have all these homeless kids. We have, there are differences in urban poverty and rural poverty, and we're not really quite hitting that, but I'm happy with it if that's the best we can agree on. If we can go forward that way.
Should we look at ESL as a differentiating factor as well? Because we have a lot of English language learners.
It's limited English proficiency is here.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
Are you going to add it?
Yes.
Just to make sure, are you going to put the blue in on the?
I have the language here, and I'll make sure it gets in there.
Okay. Okay, so you'll bring it back to us.
Yes.
Is that
that's it?
Good.
No, I still don't have a clarity, and maybe we don't get it right now. But the one thing I don't have clarity on is: does this board want to be informed during the General Assembly when things pop up, how that's going to be done, and how does this board want to react? Do they want to react? By vote or by
I think what's happened
general consensus
before, haven't we a couple times had you've wanted to sign a letter that may have been like federal Males of Color Initiative or stuff like that, not exactly, but there is a process for putting things on the agenda that we authorize the superintendent to sign. I don't really understand the consensus mechanism that that Frank described, but if there's something that was so extreme that you just wanted to call everybody and say, hey, is it okay if I sign this letter?
I mean, one thought is that, McCarthy and I can work together to develop a very, very brief summary of things that are on that pop up, and then you all can make a decision about appropriate response with the recommendation from McCarthy, because they're going to say we need this or this, but make sure that you're informed, good communication, without inundating you with the minutia of it.
Just so I'm clear, so because we're not voting on any specific language, there's no bill.
There's no
pre-file. There's, whichever one we're talking about, one of the four. When there is, and there's so much, messy, it changes 20 times. You never know what is going to come out. So we don't have control over that, I guess, Chuck. It's
Like
we don't really, once we put it out there, we kind of lose control of it anyway. So I guess, us to chime in on whether we'd support it. If you want to know, I guess that McCarthy would come to us and we would do the resolution. And I think that would be what we're saying would be our mechanism. If there is language in a bill we could be asked to give a resolution in support of specific language. That doesn't mean it won't change.
Right.
Is that what you're saying, kind of,
that's,
Jonathan?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we management doesn't have control over that either. Legislators are going to do what they want to do for any number of reasons. But what this does do is give us, when we're in Frankfurt, or you when you're in Frankfurt, a clear sort of guidepost of the general position of the board on a number of issues. How it lands at the end of the day is a very different thing.
Okay, thank you. Donna, you want to introduce the strategy?
Sure.
Just the folks that have agreed to help me kind of set up, if you want to come up and help me.
Okay.
Set up.
Do we probably are supposed to take a 2-minute break so that the audio guys can do it. So I'm going to say 2-minute break while they set up. Sorry about that.
Staff team.